God bless you and shalom. This is the All About the Kingdom podcast with your host, evangelist and teacher, Lori Baker. We are dedicated to strengthening the believer with kingdom-focused biblical applications to live by. Our heart's desire is to lead someone to eternal life for those who have not yet accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. We pray that this message today will both edify and bless you. And now we're going into the message that is now in progress. To go into your word, your most holy word. And we ask you, Lord, to open our ears, open our eyes so that we may be able to see, hear, and understand what the Spirit will say to us today. I ask you, Lord, to sanctify us with the truth, for your word is true. In Jesus, Yeshua's name. So we're reading 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, and I'm in the King James Version. It says, the Holy Ghost, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. So I want to stop right there. There are three, and their position is not earthly, but their position is in heaven. This is where they bear record in heaven. They testify in heaven. So first of all, the Holy Ghost is heavenly. It's spiritual. It's above and not beneath. So we will continue. For there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. These three are one. Well, someone got very confused right there because John in 1 John 5 and 7, when it starts off, is saying that there are three, but these three are one. So how could this be? The one that cannot be divided. Jesus was described, or he was prophesied, and it was explained his position in John 1 and 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. In other words, the Word testified of God, and the Word was God. So they cannot be divided. These two cannot be divided. John goes on to say that he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world didn't even know him, and that nothing was made that was made. That's John 1 in the first chapter. And so they didn't understand how he and God was the same. But then John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. God did, his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let me go to it. Then verse 17, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So the sending was for the son to be a conduit for salvation, an avenue for reconciliation, a partition by which one could be made acceptable to be saved. And so that's explainable. But yet when Jesus walked the earth, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees and others wanted to question him, he goes back and he says, I and my Father are one. And then he would say, I must work the works of him that has sent me. So who sends him? While it is day, the night comes when no man can work. So John 3 says, for God sent not his son into the world. I hope you are with me right now. The function of the son when he came was to save. The function of God at that point was to send the son. The father would do that. The father would have the authority to send, yet they were one. Stay with me. So when Jesus was crucified and God raised him from the dead, it speaks about that same spirit, the quickening spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken, will make alive our mortal bodies. So now we are talking about it's the spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. Okay, so we go back to our scriptures, 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. And I'm going to read again, for there are three that bear record in heaven. And we said that's the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. But these three are one. They're indivisible. The Holy Ghost was with God in the beginning, even as Jesus was with God in the beginning. The Bible says they bear record in heaven. These three are one. So the Holy Ghost had to be in the beginning for it to be one with God and, the Father and the Word. So the Word is Jesus, okay? And the Father is the part that was sending Jesus, sent forth Jesus. And can I further say the Father is the part of the God that sent the Holy Ghost. Stay with me now. Now, as I said, the Holy Ghost was with God in the beginning, but the Word spoke and he caused things to exist. He caused everything the Word said. He said, let there be, and it was. That was the Word. It was spoken. However, or in addition to what I just said, that the Holy Ghost was with God in the beginning, it's interchangeable as Jesus, the Word was with God in the beginning. But the Word became flesh, and we gave the flesh, God gave the word flesh a name. Jesus, God with us. So it was still God, but it was God with us. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus, that God is with us Emmanuel. So we continue to see that the Holy Ghost was sent also by the Father. We go to John chapter 14, where Jesus is talking to his disciples, that will be apostles, and he begins to talk to them. John 14 and verse 26, KJV, it said, "But the Comforter," capital C, "which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." So, who is sending the Holy Ghost? The Father is sending the Holy Ghost, but he's sending him in Jesus' name. And just as the Father sent Jesus, so that's clear. They were all in the beginning and are in the beginning. And actually, there was no beginning. God made time for us. He is the Aleph and the Tav. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. So as relate to man, so that we'll have something to relate to, I'm going to say God sent the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. In other words, we can't receive the Holy Ghost except by Jesus' name. We took the baton. When he left, he sent the Holy Ghost. He said, "Now, I'm not going to stay with you." They said, "Well, oh, please don't go away." And he said, "I can't. If I don't go, the Comforter can't come. But I'm going to send you the Comforter in my name. So whatever you say in my name, the Comforter is going to agree with my name. And it's going to perform whatever you ask in my name." My God. I'm talking about the position, the power, the equivalence of the Holy Ghost, and you know, how we look at the Holy Ghost and how we don't look at the Holy Ghost. We're missing something. So the Father sent the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. And Jesus clearly said, I have to go. If I don't go, he can't come. In other words, it's like running a baton. I came to do my work, and then my Father's work, and then on the cross, he says what? It's finished. But I won't leave you comfortably. The Father's going to send the Holy Ghost in my name. And so he says, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So God sends the Holy Ghost. So somebody said, "Well, still, how can they be three?" Okay. I'm going to go to my mom, who's no longer with us, but she was a sister. And she was someone's daughter. And she was someone's wife. So if she was talking to her husband, she would not be having the same conversation as she would be with her mother. Those are two different relationships. But yet, she is mother, daughter, wife, sister. So that's the same person. But that's the same person functioning in different positions for different purposes. How many with me now? So God is still God. And God functions how he functions in different areas for what we need him to function us to us. So he sent the Holy Ghost back in Jesus' name. He sent the Holy Ghost to us in Jesus' name. These three bear record in heaven. The Holy Ghost can bear record that God is God. The Holy Ghost inside of us can bear record that there is God, that there is Jesus. Because the Holy Ghost and Jesus and God, they are the same. The Word of God said they're one. The Word, the Father, and the Holy Ghost. John 14 and 26, I read that. So this is my introduction about the Holy Ghost. We need to understand the power of the Holy Ghost and his position, and not look at it as something we just got. You know, people say, I got the Holy Ghost. I received the Holy Spirit. And it's lightly spoken because we're not comprehending what we just said, that God can come to live in man. In other words, I'm going to stop right there. And we want to continue this conversation about the Holy Ghost. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for your word today. We thank you for your position. We thank you for understanding. We thank you right now for the Holy Ghost, for you sending the Holy Ghost. And Lord, we ask that you begin to touch the hearers today, so that we can be able to comprehend the precious gift that we have available and that we have received. God bless you. And so glad that you were able to be with us in this new series about the Holy Ghost. Please share the podcast with someone, and also make sure you click on the follow button so that you will already have the next upcoming podcast. Don't forget to go by and look at our website, greatoutpouring.today. We are praying for the United States of America. We're praying for the lost, the persecuted church. We're praying for Israel. And most of all, we're praying that this word will go out and be beneficial to someone. God bless you. God loves you. And have a blessed and wonderful day.